Now, we mentioned this yesterday, it was in the news yesterday as well, about the Momo challenge. It's a scary thing for parents.
It is, and I mean, on a personal level, I was flicking through, I was telling you this the other day, just I was on Facebook and it came up as somebody was talking about, you know, watch out for this, blah, blah, blah. And my six-year-old turned around and went, oh, that's Momo. Can you take it off your phone, please? And I was, how do you know that? How do you know who this is? Oh, because my eight-year-old, it had popped up. They were watching something on YouTube about cars or something. And the Momo thing had popped up in the middle of it.
Wow. I think to be commended for the fact that he said, take it off your phone, please.
So yeah, and the other one then said, actually, will you take normal YouTube off my iPad, please? Because they actually don't want to see it because it's horrific. This, you know, I did going around all the WhatsApp groups in the school are all talking about it. But what should we do in situations like this where, you know, something as scary as the Momo face comes up? Owen Connolly is from Connolly Counselling. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Momo, anybody who hasn't seen it, it's basically, it's a scary sort of woman with big eyes that would freak anybody out, I think.
Yes, it would. I think it's like all of the things that have been done over years to frighten us, and we have used that age group, particularly under 10, 11 years of age, to do this too. We've done it with the Tooth Fairy, and we've done it with Santa Claus, and we've done it, even though they're not the scary characters, but we've been able to control or manage our children by fear sometimes, saying that they won't get this or this will punish them if you don't get something. So they've used an old mythical character from Japan that was then designed by another artist into this kicking-like human with big eyes and so on. And so they've captured that and they've used it to abuse this particular situation with children who can be, because they're very subject to what they feel. If a child, I mean, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about children under the age of 10, 11 years of age. They operate on emotional reasoning. If I feel it, it must be true. So if you get somebody and you tell them or you show them something scary and say to them, look, if, unless you do this, this will happen to you. They're captured by that. And I mean, this is the whole thing with psychologists. We get all these kids coming in absolutely scared out of something in the wardrobe or under the bed or the noises that they hear around the place because they've read the stories or been told a book or something. So there's a whole bunch of stuff out there that can actually frighten our kids, including this. But this is a savage particular thing, and it's very deliberate, and it's attacking, and it's getting to the kids like these ones of this age and frightening them into behaving badly, doing things. If they don't, then they'll be punished. And that also was part of the myth that was developed in Japan for this particular mythological character. So someone has grabbed hold of that and then for abusive purposes been putting it out with the kids. Now, there's lots of things being said. People have attempted suicide, cutting themselves, wounding themselves and so on. But you see, if a child is told that if you don't do this, this will happen to you.
Yeah, kids respond to things like that. I mean, we can't wrap our kids in cotton wool permanently, but how do we protect them? How do we prepare them for stuff like this, to cope with things like this?
Well, I think that we can't get away from the fact that our children are going to be the children of the future who are going to use technology. But the thing is, we need to, as parents, to understand that technology is wonderful and fantastic, but there's a limit to what we should allow our children to have hold of, and for the time they have it. We need to be monitoring what they're watching. And I mean, any parent that's not doing that, they're neglecting their children. Because they're going to use these, because they use them for school, they use them for communicating with their pals and so on. But we need to have, as parents, to know what they're looking at, the kind of things that they're exposed to, and we're supposed to be able to say to them, by that, that's a whole load of nonsense, that's not true, that doesn't happen, that this is somebody trying to fool you, but at the same token trying to be, because this particular attack seems to come in anywhere and everywhere. In all of these games that children are playing at the moment, it seems to be able to crack into it and suddenly show up in the middle of their game.
Mm.
So these are the kind of things that you no one can sort of really protect against, but the only one that can do something about it are the providers. So someone has to trace this one down and shut it down, because it is absolutely dangerous, and we will have kids queuing up outside the door, freaking. They won't go to bed, they won't go up to their rooms, they're frightened of the dark. These are things that happen kind of very naturally, but when it's put on them even more so by these scary characters, that's what's dangerous.
Yeah. For a child like that has seen it inadvertently with through no fault of their own or the parents, who may feel a bit sort of unnerved by it or say they're scared by it, what should the parents say to them?
Well, most of the children are familiar with The Grinch and for all the different characters that have been developed over time to tell stories. So what you do is when you sit down to them and they say, well, somebody has been really nasty and they've got a scary character that was developed as a scary character in Japan a long time ago to frighten kids into doing what they were told. And this is what this was done. And somebody's taken that scary character and is trying to frighten you with that.
Okay. Owen Connolly from Connolly Counselling. Thank you very much indeed.
All right, you're welcome.
It is at 16 minutes to 8 from Dublin's Q102.
Corrie, 3.